With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A fourth night of chaos in Los Angeles. The BBC's Carl Naisman in L.A.
We're just behind the police line here. This is a side street on the far side of the building, of that federal building, where many of the demonstrations really have been taking place over this past weekend. We're not far from that highway that was shut down yesterday in those very chaotic and volatile scenes. But right now, these are authorities forming a line, and they're trying to either safely escort people away, I mean, that's what we continue to back up, or they might be preparing to make arrests.
Saying that law and order must be restored, President Trump has dispatched 2,000 more National Guard troops to L.A., along with 700 Marines. California's Governor Gavin Newsom is suing the Trump administration over those deployments, arguing they are unlawful and violate the state's sovereignty. It's been a deadly school shooting in Graz, Austria, with the gunman said to be among the dead.
Mayor Elke Kahr described the events as a terrible tragedy. The Austria Press Agency reports. The report adds the fatalities were 7 students and 1 adult. Kahr also says that many people were taken to hospital with injuries. Special forces were among those sent to the Borg High School after a call at 10 a.m. local time. At 11:30, police wrote on social network X that the school had been evacuated and everyone had been taken to a safe meeting point. And they believe there's no longer any danger. Graz, Austria's second biggest city, is located in the southeast of the country and has about 300,000 inhabitants. I'm Charles Deledasma.
In Ukraine, 3 people killed, 13 wounded, and a wave of Russian missile and drone strikes overnight. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 33 points, and NASDAQ ahead 37. This is SRN News. Parents win a court fight in Florida.
Moms and dads in Naples objected to plans for an open-air drag show in honor of Gay Pride Month, fearing that children in the vicinity would see it. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals agreed, ruling that the show, which features men dressed as women, could only be held indoors. Liberty Counsel represented the plaintiffs and issued a statement saying, quote, "The First Amendment does not protect an obscene drag performance in full view of a children's playground." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Giving to the Catholic Church has fallen sharply in recent years as the full extent of the global priest sex abuse scandal has come into focus. After hitting a high of $101 million in 2006, tithes to the Catholic Church hovered around $75 million during the 2010s and then fell to $47 million during the first year of the pandemic. The Vatican is still immensely wealthy with a value of as much as $15 billion. This is SRN News. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says Canada will meet NATO's military spending guidelines by early next year. He adds that Canada will diversify defense spending away from the United States. Carney says Canada's military equipment is getting older, suggesting that it is ripe for replacement. One Minneapolis neighborhood celebrates brand new landmark. It's one that draws people from far and wide.
The 20-foot-tall pencil was sculpted out of a mammoth oak at the home of John and Amy Higgins. The beloved tree was damaged in a storm a few years ago, but the Higginses saw it not so much as a loss, but as a chance to give the tree new life. The sharpening ceremony on their front lawn has evolved into a spectacle that draws hundreds of people to the Lake of the Isles neighborhood, complete with music and pageantry. Keith Peters, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com.